Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a Pitt fan, the following is either going to make you kind of laugh or cry. Because the AP, the Associated Press, the official outlet of the All-Americans. If you're an All-American, you go by AP. AP All-American is the gold standard. And so they've been putting out these All-American teams for 100 years, going back to when Bronco Nagurski was playing at Minnesota.
Cook was there.
Yeah, and when you had guys like Pop Warner coaching at Pitt.
Red Grain.
Yeah, so this goes way, way back, all the way to the early days of college football.
When college football was, in fact, the king over the NFL in terms of popularity.
And so they put out their all-time All-American teams. Now, they deem today, this is an offshoot of Pitt, they deemed this panel that Tim Tebow was the best college quarterback of the last 100 years.
He's a first-team All-America.
Yep. They picked him over everyone that's played college ball in the last 100 years. The running backs were Barry Sanders and Herschel Walker. You can't go wrong with either one there. I have no issue with that.
I was trying to think. Sanders had to be on there. I'm trying to think if there's anybody that would have a case against Walker. I think maybe one of the guys on the second team, you could argue.
I don't see the second team here, but
I have it.
Okay, well, we can get to that later. Two schools put three players on the All-American team.
The first team.
Yes.
Well, because I looked up the second team, and both of those schools are putting other guys on the second team.
Okay, but the first team is the team that counts.
I know.
That's the team of record. That's the team you want to be on.
No doubt about it.
First team offense, defense.
Mm-hmm.
Two schools put three players on the first team. Ohio State and Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Not Alabama.
No.
Not Miami.
Not USC that has more players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Not Michigan. Not pick another powerhouse of tradition.
Did you say Penn State yet to rip them?
No, I didn't say them.
Okay.
Yet
you can say that then as a Penn State alum.
Not Florida State. Not Florida. Not Penn State because I did a little Control F. You know what Control F does? You search for a phrase.
Yeah.
Do Control F on the page that has all the players listed by name and written out.
Mm-hmm.
Zero out of zero. Not one Penn State player on either the first or second All-America all-time.
So on the first team, Pitt put the three guys are the following. Larry Fitzgerald at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. With Randy Moss. That's a pretty nice duo.
Bill Frelick at tackle with Orlando Pace.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh Green was the defensive end with Randy White, a guy that finished second in the Heisman Trophy voting.
Mm-hmm. Kind of weird to have Tim Tebow throwing the ball to those two receivers, though. Might be diminishing returns there.
And I said it makes you laugh or cry because it's the same endless debate we've had about Pitt, you know, ever since they came out of their golden age in the 70s and in early 80s.
Johnny Majors won, yeah.
And Jackie Sherrill to some extent.
And Jackie Sherrill, yeah, obviously.
They have, and they've continued, to produce these all-time great players, both in college and the pros, and they see very little in terms of on-field team success for it.
It's just, it's the most, When I saw this story this morning, it was, and I didn't want to tweet about it because I had a weird feeling we were going to talk about it, so I didn't want to spoil it for people who hadn't seen it. It was just, it's the most Pitt thing ever to be tied with one of the most successful programs in terms of championships ever, with the only being the only ones with three on this list. More than Alabama, more than all those schools we named, blanking Penn State, who didn't even place one on either team, and yet has had, as a program, way more success, ultimately, is a much better program. They're Penn State fans. There's my olive branch. It's just, I think most Pitt fans know this. Our buddy Fred's probably going to text us about this. It is the most on-brand Pitt thing ever to have produced three of the greatest players in the history of the sport, and many of whom go on to be even better in the pros. That's like the rare Pitt thing. They don't have a lot of like Gino Toretta situations. And have very little to show for it.
I was just going to say, though, I think one of the guys that made this list is like their version of Gino Toretta and Hugh Greene. Hugh was a solid NFL player.
I guess Toretta, though, I'm saying didn't even like make the NFL.
No, I know. But Hugh Greene did make two Pro Bowls, though. I guess I can't even really...
You can't really say that. It's got to be a guy who was like a bust.
You're right. He had two monster years in Tampa when he first started. And then...
Yeah, and he didn't live up to the rest of like the billing. But like, think about some of their recent guys especially, right? Who were great at Pitt and won awards. You'd have to say almost...
Aaron Donald, McCoy.
You would actually have to say, this is kind of crazy, just to drive home the point here. Of all the guys probably this century or thereabouts who've won major awards for Pitt,
yeah,
and had like the most, I would call it average NFL career, mm-hmm. Antonio Bryant might be like the number one guy on that list. Guess how many yards he still had? Almost 6,000 yards receiving and 30 touchdowns.
Yeah, he wasn't bad in Tampa and Dallas.
Of course he wasn't bad. He was a good NFL receiver, rock solid. And it's just, and then you look at like this second team, because they even threw that in there.
Okay. I didn't see the second team.
Yeah, they had it all.
Did Donald make the second team?
No, they had it all listed out. Tony Dorsett made it with Archie Griffin as a running back. So both Pitt and Ohio State put a fourth player on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking.
No Aaron Donald, huh?
No Aaron Donald. Pitt and Ohio State tied with four overall.
Who are the defensive tackles that are on the second team?
Here, I'll run through it real quick. The D tackles are Leroy Selman and Warren Sapp. God almighty, dude. That is pretty wild. Bubba Smith and Bruce Smith, your ends. Linebackers, Jerry Robinson, Boz, and Lawrence Taylor. Not Chris Boswell, folks. Mm-hmm. Ryan Bosworth. Cornerbacks, Champ Bailey and Honey Badger. Benny Blades and Al Broski, which just sounds like a Saturday Night Live sketch, at safety. Reggie Roby at punter. Second team offense. Devontae Smith and Desmond Howard at receiver.
Mm-hmm.
John Ogden and Bryant McKinney at the tackles.
Oof.
Brad, is it Budde? Is that Buddy?
Yeah.
Brad Buddy and John Smith from Notre Dame in 1927, who probably played guard at, what, about 185 pounds? Dave Remington, trophy named after him at mm-hmm. center. Keith Jackson of Oklahoma at tight end. Vince Young at quarterback. Griffin and Dorsett. Grammatica. And then Tim Brown's your all-purpose.
Jeez.
I'm not going to say I like the second team offense more than the first team, but man, if you give me one game to save the world and I got to pick the quarterbacks of those two teams, I'm taking Vince Young, man, over Tebow. No, Tebow probably had a better career. Vince Young's ceiling in college was higher, like what he was capable of. The game against USC is one of the great all-time individual performances in any sport.
For sure. I agree with that.
Imagine being Archie Griffin. You won the Heisman back-to-back years. You are like a historical note for that. And you don't even make the first team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.